Hey everybody, welcome back. Hope you had a nice break, even though, as I was just informed, the cameraman says that there was no music on your break, so we strongly apologize for that.
And last session went so long we couldn't afford music.
and now the cameraman gets on me about the session being long. I see how it is.
It was his fault.
Welcome back. We're glad you're joining us. We are here studying jQuery, looking at the ins and the outs of this cool JavaScript library. I'm still here with Rachel. How you doing?
Still hanging in there.
Still doing good. All right. It's been a long day already. We've got a few sessions remaining. These are marathon sessions. And we always get a little punchy toward the end. You'll notice, and I'm sure the folks
end.
At home notice. Yeah.
We start out that way. It just gets worse.
I mean the end of the first module. Okay, well, let's go ahead and have a quick glance at where we're at in the whole agenda. We looked at module 4 events, and now we're moving into effects. Remember, these are all kind of not necessarily depending on each other now. They're kind of standalone topics, and effects is no exception to that. So when we say effects, what we're talking about is animations, for the most part. And animations are hugely important for user experience, as long as they're subtle.
In the land of like WinJS development and WinRT and stuff, we call that purposeful animations.
There you go.
So just not willy-nilly animations or give you a seizure animations. Purposeful so that it conveys something to the user that they know, like, oh, we're going to the next page, like a page flip or something like that. So that it helps the user, not just blingity bling.
Yeah, right. It's not. It reminds me of the days when we were doing layout, page layout and word processing, and we got the ability really to include lots of fonts.
Oh yeah.
And people went font crazy
font
and they'd
crazy.
Make a newsletter with 7 different fonts on the first
and
page.
And then Comic Sans.
Yeah.
And that just brought down the whole internet.
Yeah. And by the way, did you hear about the Comic Sans typewriter?
I did. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, there's a Comic Sans typewriter. Look it up, folks.
Yeah, look
you
it up. You'll find it. Okay, so effects should be, I love that word, purposeful. There should be a reason why you're doing that effect. For instance, my favorite effect.
Well, and not just because you like it.
Yeah, that's not a good enough reason.
As a user.
Yeah, there should be a reason as far as the interface goes. Like, for instance, if you are turning a page and you have a subtle animation that's, you know, maybe a half a second long and it looks like the page is turning to the next one, then you get that visual that you're moving. Or if you add an item to a list and the other items shift and that one gets inserted at a certain point. It happens quickly, but you can see that things have happened. You can tell what happened. It wasn't just a flash.
Right.
Yeah, that's important. So those are the kinds of effects that we're talking about. And sometimes just adding just a little bit of effect makes for a whole different application, a much better application.
Right.
So we're going to talk about basic effects, and then we're going to talk specifically about fading, sliding, and then doing custom animations. So basic effects. The basic effects are hiding, showing, and then, I love this one, toggling.
Toggle.
Like, let's do away with the logic of if it's hidden, show it. If it's showing, hide it. Let's just abstract that and say, just toggle it for me.
Yeah, that's nice. That's just the most boring thing ever to write that code. If it's this, toggle that, blah, blah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so these are in a demo on my CodePen, even though I didn't put it in the slides there. So let's jump back out to my CodePen. And if you go to if you get to the root directory here, I'm sure you guys have already figured this out, but you'll see a list of the collections and you can click on it and see all of these. And since we're currently looking at basic effects, you'll look for one that's called basic effects. And I don't know where it is any more than you do.
Hey, look at the effects on CodePen. See?
Okay. Which
hover,
one?
Hover.
There we go.
It's a small animation, small effect. And it's purposeful because you know what you're hovering over.
Yeah.
In case you didn't.
And you know what? Whenever I hover on and off of these, they don't just flash. I mean, it's a very fast animation, but they don't just flash.
No, it tells you that title. That's kind of nice.
Yeah,
purposeful
it would be
animation.
A lot blockier, I think, if it just flashed to white.
Right.
Good point. Thank you. Okay, so here are my basic effects. I finally find them on page 2. Wish I could show those in a list. Okay, so let's look at what we're gonna do here. I'm going to set up my DOM, much like on other ones, just so we don't have to think about something new. I have a show all button down below though. my CSS and my HTML are not all that important. What's really important here is the JavaScript. That's where we write our jQuery. And in our jQuery, first of all, I'm not entirely sure that this was crystal clear because we don't necessarily do this a whole lot, but when you write selectors, notice this is that selector. This is finding something by its class.
Yes.
But then it's using a space and it's finding a child by its type. And you should feel free to use selectors that get really specific about where exactly a thing is. See, this is saying I'm interested in these children of this parent, not all the other divs somewhere else on the page. I'm only interested in the div children of this parent. And so this space here is pretty much like saying who has children.
Right, it's
or
a
grandchildren.
Descendant operator.
Descendant, excellent. Yep, this is the descendant operator. So feel free to use that. Now, Rachel mentioned that you can put multiple selectors in here, but those are using commas to separate them. That's very different.
Right.
Very different. This is one selector here. And it's finding multiple things. In fact, it's finding each of these three children. And then I'm gonna say on click, so whenever I click it, I'm gonna grab that current target and I'm gonna simply call hide. It could not be any easier. If I wanna hide it, I call the hide event. It's that the hide method, it's that easy. So let's go ahead and click on one of these. Gone. Number three, gone. We're only left with child two. I'll show them all again.
And they're still part of the DOM. They're just hidden.
That's right. Yep, they're still part of the DOM. In fact, what it does is it sets its display to none. So it's not a part of the layout, but it's still inside the DOM.
Right, and that's something that would trip a lot of people up, either setting the display or visibility, and then which one to do when, and all that stuff. And nope, now you can just hide.
What happens if you do set the visibility? What is the difference between those two? Do you want to tell people?
Oh, let's see. So display and visibility, if I can remember exactly the specifics between them.
I hate to put you on the spot.
I know, especially when I forget half the stuff.
Well, the big difference is that when you say display none, it pulls it out of the layout. So the other things would collapse. Like when I click on two, boom, the other things collapse.
Right, in the block style,
Yeah, exactly. Visibility
just
hidden
hides it.
Just hides it, and there's still space for it right there. Yeah, that's the big difference between the two. Okay, so when I click on one of these, it hides it, and then when I click show all, it runs this code right here, which says, use that same exact selector and just show everything. Now, this is so cool about jQuery. I'm calling show one time, but because I'm calling it on a jQuery object that has three things in it, it shows all three of those.
Yep.
Great. Okay, so that's a really simple one. Hide things and show them. I didn't show you the toggle here, just because when something disappears, then clicking on it is no longer possible, so you can't toggle it there. But there are a number of cases where toggle does come in handy. Specifically, when you're clicking one thing to show or hide other things, then the toggle just switches it back and forth. Okay, so back to the slides. Those were the basic effects. We're going to move right along to the fading effects. The fading does almost the same thing, only it adds a little shine to it. Instead of just flashing and being gone and then flashing and coming into existence, when you use fade, it goes through a range of opacities until it gets to the value that you're interested in. So let's go back to our code pens here. This is the introduction. Fade effects, I'm gonna go to that one. It opens it up here. Our DOM is the same, so I hide it. Our CSS is pretty much the same. So I'm gonna hide that. And our JavaScript is this. Same thing, get all of the child divs. And whenever I click on one, I don't want to hide it. I want to fade it too. Okay, so these are the functions, fade in, fade out, fade to, and fade toggle. I can fade in and fade out, but it does an interesting thing when you fade in and fade out. You know how we were just talking about how if you hide, it sets the display to none, and it pulls it out of the layout, keeps it in the DOM. Fade needs to go through this range of opacities, and it does so, but once it gets that range of opacities all the way down to invisible, it then pulls it out of the DOM. So fade out essentially tunes it all the way down so that it's no longer visible and then pulls it out of the layout so that everything will collapse. Again, it's still in the DOM, but everything will collapse around it. I'm actually going to show you in this demo how to use fade to that allows you to go specifically to one value of opacity. And coincidentally, when you use fade two, when you get there, it does, even if the value is zero, it doesn't pull that out of the layout anymore. It doesn't set the display to none. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to, whenever I click on it, I'm gonna fade to zero with a delay or with a timing of 500 milliseconds. So when I click on one of these, notice it faded out and it keeps that space for me. It didn't pull it out of that space. So if I click on another one, it fades them all out. And if I hit show all, it fades them back in, and it faded them in very quickly. See, it faded them in instantly and it brought it up to a fully opaque value of one, okay? So let's change this a little bit. Let's say that whenever I fade them in, I wanna do it slowly. Whenever I fade them out, I wanna do it really slowly. 5 seconds to go through that animation. So let's hit run.
It's a long animation.
It is, it's a long animation. I click on it. I better take a drink. All right, so I click on them, they take 5 seconds to disappear, but it's cool that I have the ability to do that, right?
Yeah.
And then when I click on show all, they all fade back in. So pretty slick that I can do that. And you know what, behind the scenes, this isn't difficult for jQuery, for the jQuery library to do. All it's doing is it's setting CSS properties and using CSS to do exactly this. You can do the same thing in CSS. You don't have to have jQuery.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the way to do the fade. Let's look at the next one. The fade and then the slide. Slide up, slide down, slide toggle. And that one is also in the list of introduction to jQuery pens. Come on. Leave it. Slide effects, there we go. Same DOM, close it. Same CSS, I believe, let me double check. Yep, that's the same, close it. So here's my JavaScript. Now whenever I click on one, it's going to slide up. Now, in my opinion, that's a little bit misleading. Slide up.
Yeah.
It makes you think that it's going to like go up to the top of the page or something. It makes you think it's gonna go up. It's actually like rolling it up. It's sliding it up. It's collapsing
almost
it.
Almost like compressing it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like compressing.
It's a great way to make accordions.
There you go.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, these tall controls with many sections, and you can click on one of them, and it expands, and any others collapse and kind of stays the same size. It just moves the space around.
Yep.
Okay, so let's give this a try. I click on one, and it slides up.
There we go. Just like an accordion.
Just like an accordion.
And so then you see that in a lot of menus, on a lot of websites, sidebars, things like that.
And now you know how to do it, and you know that it's very easy.
I know. Look at how easy it is. People are like, what? I've not been doing that yet.
Do you know what it's actually doing here? Once again, it's just using the CSS transforms.
Yep.
And what it's doing is it's changing the value of height.
Yeah.
The height is getting progressively smaller until it's zero.
Code you could write, CSS you could write, but why? It's already done.
It's already written, that's right. Okay, now when I hit show all, it says slide down for all of them. Now what I wanna do here real quick is I want to show you, it's in custom effects, so I'll wait until the next section. Okay, so that's it. You got the basic hide and show, fade and slide, and now we're gonna break into the custom animations, and this is where you have a chance to really do kind of anything you want.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. Insane, insane stuff. So we'll call this custom effects. And the magic method here is animate. That's the one that we're really concerned with is animate. There's a whole lot of other stuff that we can use for our effects in our animation. But I would consider those even more advanced topics. You know, stacking into your animation a queue, all of these different steps that you want to take in your animation. But just the animate method alone packs with it quite a bit of features. So let's look at that. Once again, we'll go back to the introduction to jQuery. And we'll look for the, custom easing function. Well, that's one of them, custom easing function. I don't think that's the one I want to show you right now, so I'll keep looking here. I didn't realize that these were so difficult to traverse. There's probably an easier way that I just don't know about, though. Okay, custom jQuery plugin. also didn't realize I was going to get so many of them. Okay, I guess what I'm going to be showing you here is the custom easing function. Maybe I packed it all into that one. Okay, so we've got a very similar DOM. Let's collapse it. We've got a very similar CSS. Let's look at it. All good. Collapse it. And then here, yep, I put it all into this one. Okay, so this is pretty insane looking, right? Like this is not stuff that you write, you know, in 5 minutes. You gotta actually go pull out the old high school physics books in order physics and math both, yep. What we're doing here is we're defining a custom easing function, and we're adding it to jQuery's list of easing functions with this syntax. We're saying, hey jQuery, you know all your easings collection? I'd like to make one. And I'd like to call it ease in and out quadratically, if that's a word. So ease in out quad is a function that is going to have five variables dependent on time, and we're going to do a math function that determines what the value should be based on time. Okay? Easing functions are based on time. Well, now we get an opportunity whenever we're doing the same thing here. We're going to click on something, but when we click on it, we take it, and instead of saying very easily hide or show or slide up or slide down, we say animate. And when we say animate, we get to tell it what properties and values do you want to animate, and what properties do you want to animate, and what values do you want to animate to. So we're saying, I want to take the width to a width of 200. Now, there are a lot of CSS properties in existence.
Yeah.
A lot of them. You can't use all of them here. You can only use the CSS properties that have a numeric value, because that's something that can be animated. If it's currently 0, actually right now it's currently maybe 400, we want it to be 200. Oh, I can animate that, because right. I can just slowly move it from 400 to 200, right? But if it's currently black and you want it to be yellow, how do I animate that?
Right.
You could create some custom methods to do some math.
Sign a number black and yellow or something like that. But that's, yeah.
Right, yeah. But really, you know, you cannot animate valued CSS properties. You can only animate numeric CSS properties. So stuff like the width or the height or the length, you can do the opacity, things like that. You can animate those. Now, just like before we said specifically I want it to be 500 milliseconds, we can also use these jQuery shortcut words like slow. So I want you to take the width to 200 slowly, and I want to use a custom easing function that I've already defined. So you would probably do this in some sort of a global area of your app. You'd define all the easings that you might use, and then you could use them throughout. So let's go ahead and click on one of these, and you'll see that it shrinks from whatever value it is down to 200. And it does it slowly. I could do it fast as well, but that wouldn't be as slow, would it? But it's using the same easing function here. And this easing function is quadratic, so it starts out a little bit slower, and then it speeds up at the end, and that just adds a little bit more of a realistic effect. I think it's actually a very good idea to create custom easing functions, because I think in real life, a lot of things don't work linearly. When something falls to the ground by way of gravity, it doesn't work linearly. And so I think there's something that feels just a little bit wrong about something that moves on the screen perfectly linearly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that animate function. I really do swear that I have another pen. And I'm gonna try to find this for you. So that's the custom easing function, slide fade basic, document loading. We didn't see the actual cheeseburger now, did we? The browser events, we saw all of those. It's gotta be this one. No. Oh, good grief, I can't believe I can't find that. I have completely misplaced a demo. In this age of technology, I've misplaced a demo.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud. That's where everything is. Okay, well, let's just try to do this from memory. Let's actually, just as a reference, not because I don't remember the entire API for Animate, but just, you know, for our own reference and for whatever. I'm going to go to the effects section and go to custom, and you'll see that we have the Animate method. And I'm going to click on Animate and show you what kinds of things can be animated. So when we call this, we are passing in properties, and we have the opportunity to pass in some options. And these options are pretty robust. That's why I wanted to show you this. And that's what my other demo was showing you. So here we have the duration. You already saw that. We have the easing, and whether this is using a built-in easing like swing or something like that, or if it's using a custom easing. And then you have this other thing called step, and this is what I wanted to show you. So options, step, under animate. We also have duration and, what was the speed? Oh, duration was the speed. Okay, let's give this a shot now, Rachel. Are you ready? I'm just kind of going code cowboy right now.
Woohoo!
Okay, so I'm going to, no, I don't want that one. I want this one. And I want to go back to the, at least have a place to start here. My custom easing function. So I at least have a place to start. And I'm going to collapse my CSS. I don't really need that. I think I don't need my DOM either. Now I'm going to kill this easing function. Don't need that. Definitely don't want to call it if it doesn't exist. And now I'm going to animate this. And I'm going to animate it to a width of 200. But I'm going to pass it some options here. So options always look like a JavaScript object, okay? That's just a convention in JavaScript in general. So you pass in an object, and inside of there, you put whatever you want for your options. So duration, I might say that that's 500. Now let me go ahead and test this out and make sure that's working. I still expect it to animate the width from whatever it is to 200 over half a second. And in fact, that still works. Let me modify this just to be silly and make sure that it really is working. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so that's working. Now, one of the other options that I could pass in there, though, was the step. And the step is a function, and if you look at the documentation for this, it gives you two things, the now and the tween. The now and the tween. And it does a good job of defining these. In fact, it shows you, I believe it's down here, what you can do with the step. Yeah, here's the step function. It gives you the now and it gives you the tween. The now is the numeric value of that property each step of the way. So you can really see how this thing works. That's really why I'm showing you this. So let's say now, and let's give a name to the other one. We can actually use the same name that they use in this convention, which is fx. So say now and fx. And now here's our function body. And what is it that we want to write in here? What is it that we want to do? Well, for now, let's just at least export this value of now. And then the fx is the jQuery prototype object. So this is kind of advanced, but it gives you the ability to kind of access the prototype and manipulate it. There are some cases where you want to do that, but you may just want to look and say, look, I know I'm in the middle of an animation. Am I halfway there at this point? Or am I moving along at a certain rate, or whatever you might want to do. So let's just console log this out. Console log now. If I say now, run that, I've got my console cleared, and I click on 2, and it didn't work. Step function now. What did I do wrong here? I'm animating it. It worked without this, right? Okay, so it did animate it. But for some reason, I'm not getting my console out. Console log every step during an animation. Let's just try that. It's not console logging anything.
Oh, how do you like that?
How do you? I bet that the step function is not firing, and I'm not sure exactly why it wouldn't be. Animate that, And I have a step, which is a function. That should work. That should totally work.
Yeah.
It must be a bug. Surely it's not me. I'm not missing anything. It's just an outright bug, right?
Has to be.
Okay, I'm going to spend just one more second on this. Let me remove the duration. I may have done something wrong with this function call. Nope, it's probably me. Well, if I would have only saved that actual pen, then I would have the real deal to show you right now, but it's not working. That's okay. Anyway, it is nice being able to define this step method and get the value at every step of the way, because maybe you want to do some timing where you're matching up another animation and you're wanting it to happen at a certain time or when this gets to a certain value in the middle. That's the type of thing that you can do with the step. And then with animations can be more than just one movement. Like you just saw that my box changed in one direction from whatever its value was down to 200. But if you imagine that I might have a ball on the screen and I want to move it up and then move it to the right and then move it down. So this is a sequence of animation steps, and that's why we have queuing. Okay, so I'm not going to show the queuing, but we have queuing so that you can say, cue an animation, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then you can start those. You can animate that object, and you can it'll run through this queued sequence of animations. Okay, so in this module, we are short, which is great. We looked at the basic effects, like hiding and showing. We looked at our fading, our sliding, and then we dug into the animate method in jQuery that gives us the ability to custom animate things and do just exactly what we want to do with them. So there you have it. That's it for effects in jQuery. And if there's nothing else that you want to add, we'll go ahead and take a break and look into the next module.
Now we could take our break.
Okay, let's do it. Let's take 10 minutes. We'll see you at the top of the next one, which is a conversation on async and Ajax.
See you soon.